I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
Sure is, boy.
We have been recently revisited by a classic. He's back.
He is.
King Kong.
Yep.
In Kong, Skull Island.
Yeah. I thought it was such a tribute to the ability of creative people to recreate a myth that's been done numerous times since 1933.
Yeah.
And to make it exciting and fun and contemporary. We should talk about monsters in movies.
Giant monsters, specifically.
Well, it doesn't have to be.
Well, now you're
toward
changing the topic.
No, I'm not. It
says in my email right here from you, giant monsters.
Oh, it does. Oh,
it's in the subject line.
Ones that really impressed me were the ones that had dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Like The Lost World.
Right.
1925.
Yeah, going way back. They were already starting to try to imagine what that was like.
Yeah.
And it's an infectious kind of dream, isn't it?
It is. Science museums around the world put in dinosaurs and people come.
I'm glad you started there because I think the scientific knowledge that human beings have had, that giant creatures lived on this planet before us, and that they might still be around, planted this idea in us. So we've made everything giant. There's been giant ants, giant tarantulas.
Giant bees.
Giant
flies.
Everything. Mothra, giant moth. Why do we want to see these giant things? Why do we want to see King Kong?
There's something particularly in the Kong that has to do with our idea of gigantism, human beings growing out of proportion, and equally powerful. We have some politicians who probably are giant monsters in their own right. And so I think that we have a fascination with nature unbounded.
When I was watching this movie, I was like, why do I like this giant gorilla? Why do every time there's a King Kong movie, I want to see this giant gorilla? And it seems so arbitrary that it's a gorilla because there have been so many iterations. It's kind of like Wolverine. It's kind of like the werewolf myth where it's someone you recognize, right? You want to relate to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this animal part of them that is savage. You want to be a savage. You want to cut loose and destroy things when you feel like it. You don't want to have intellectual conversations to defend your point of view. You want to just thump your chest and smash a tree over someone.
You do. Besides that, which is primary, and I agree with you, some kind of an elementary animalism about it, there's also so many subtle cultural subtexts.
Yeah.
For instance, you know, why does the camera concentrate on the eyes of Samuel L. Jackson and then cut over to Kong? Well, I think that there is a commentary on the myth of the black male prowess.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like the homoerotic subtext of Casablanca.
Well, I'll tell you, in prior iterations of King Kong, there's always a tribe that lives on the island with him and respects him. In the 1933 version, it's a scared, racist version of an African tribe. They're just like wide-eyed and dancing around, screaming and running. In the 1977 version, with Jessica Lange and Jeff Bridges, they keep the tribe African, but they hypersexualize them. So by the time you get to Peter Jackson's version of King Kong, he's like, no way am I stepping into this crazy racist tribe depiction stuff. He invents a race of people. They're just savages. And now in this version, it's like a multicultural tribe. It's just this weird hodgepodge. I think we'll always have King Kong movies. We're dealing with some of the same issues. And I think you're right, though. I think to take Samuel L. Jackson and to put him into the role of the hunter.
And what don't you think it adds to the commentary on the crazed military? And that progression that you're talking about, the nuclear component. We have Godzilla of Jurassic Park, where we're cloning.
For sure. Science is always behind it. It's interesting.
Right, yeah.
I want to ask you what your favorite giant monster is.
Always Kong. Yep. At the 1933 Kong, and I'll tell you, when he breaks the chains in front of all those people, I say they are going to get what they deserve.
Yeah,
what about Frankenstein?
Imposingly tall, but giant.
I know they're not giant. If you can get off that motif.
I know, but I mean, this is a whole other show, these monsters.
No.
What about Jaws?
Jaws?
It's just, you know what's great about Jaws is that it's not giant. It's just, like, freakishly big. Who you root for? King Kong versus Godzilla.
It'll be Kong all the way for me.
He better start working out. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.